Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. Retro consoles are, of course, all the rage right now, with the NES Classic, the Super NES Classic, and now the upcoming PlayStation Classic as well. People are gobbling these things up. There's obviously a market for people recapturing their childhood games that they played in the past in these cute little packages and in nice, awesome HD. So kind of merging the retro with the modern sensibilities of this really crisp, clear HD signal that's coming out of these machines. Sega, however, has not exactly been on the forefront of this approach. We haven't seen a credible Sega Genesis classic console come out. The company AtGames has the Sega Genesis license, and they've put out several iterations of their Flashback Genesis console. The latest one gets about 60% of the way there. It does a lot of what you want it to do, but it's really just not up to the quality standards that something like the NES Classic is. They cut just enough corners, and it's just buggy enough, and is just not quite there in terms of the emulation and the sound. That is really not what you're looking for as a collector, as someone wanting to really revisit those games. So now, high-end console manufacturer Analog is stepping up to the plate and is finally going to give us that Sega Genesis / Mega Drive classic console that we've been wanting for a while. And this is called the Mega SG. Again, coming from Analog, Analog has put out some really awesome consoles in the past. The Mega SG is essentially the same device as last year's Super NT that they also put out. The Super NT was for the Super Nintendo, and the Mega SG now is for the Sega Genesis. Basically, what this device is it is a full-fledged Genesis console. It costs $189.99, so $190, just under $200. So it is much more expensive than the NES Classic or the Super NES Classic. But you know, it's not that much more than the PlayStation Classic, for example. And it plays genuine Sega Genesis Mega Drive games, the actual cartridges. And it plays them in like beautiful, gorgeous 1080p graphics. So these devices basically reinvent classic consoles for the modern age. You aren't buying a nice tidy collection of 30 games on a cute little device. You're buying a real console that you can stick actual games that you bought, you know, from eBay or from some flea market site. You're putting those in this game, you're playing those. You have to actually have the original games to put in this thing. But if you already have a classic game collection, as a lot of you might have, a device like this lets you play those games in a way that maybe you've never seen before on your big, gigantic HD TVs. So again, pricier, but a lot more potential. The way that these work, they're not using any actual Genesis hardware. The Super NT was not using any Super Nintendo hardware. They use a chip called the FPGA. And there's a lot of techno mumbo jumbo here, but basically the FPGA is programmable. And they can kind of set it up and essentially recreate the hardware of the original consoles. So they can very accurately, down to the bit, recreate the original chipset that was in a Sega Genesis. So they're not just emulating it, it's not in software like something like the NES Classic is. It's at a hardware level that they are recreating the chipset. So it's going to be much more accurate when it plays these games. It's going to run a lot better. It's going to run more accurately to the original Sega Genesis. And it's also going to sound a lot better on top of that. Sound, especially with the Genesis, is one thing that emulation rarely gets right. and they're actually recreating the Genesis's classic sound chip in FPGA as well. So you really get the whole package there. I checked out some video of this device running some games like Gunstar Heroes, and it looks fantastic, unlike anything that you've ever seen a Genesis play before. It looks really, really great. Maybe the coolest part about this whole package is that it also supports the Sega CD attachment that came out for the Sega Genesis. Sega was a very weird company, and I'm a very big Sega fanboy, but Sega put out a couple weird add-ons to the Sega Genesis to kind of extend the lifespan, or at least attempt to extend the lifespan of the Genesis. One of those was the Sega CD attachment, which kind of clamped on to your Sega Genesis and allowed them to put games out on compact disc while still using the hardware of your Genesis in order to work. So the little connecting port that that was required to have this, you know, connect with a Sega Genesis is included on the Mega SG, and you can hook it all up and it works, and you can play your games coming from the Sega CD into this new analog console. Very cool stuff. The other attachment that Sega put out for the Genesis was maybe even weirder. It was called the 32X, and basically it was this device that clamped on top of the Genesis. It slid down into the cartridge slot, and you put cartridges in top of it, different cartridges than normal Genesis cartridges. Basically, this turned the Genesis from a 16-bit console into a 32-bit console. But the Mega SG here will not support the 32X because the 32X connects via these analog cables. So it goes into the cartridge slot, but then also connects with a couple cables that transport an analog signal. So despite the company being called analog, they deal in digital signals. They're putting out an HD signal, digital signal to your television. So they can't really mix those two things. They don't have a way to convert that analog signal they'd get from the 32X into digital and upscale it and all that fun stuff. So there's a possible solution. They did talk about the fact that the ideal solution would be after the fact to program the FPGA chip to just support 32X games. Just do a cartridge adapter and be able to plug them straight in and they just work. They're not making any promises about that work getting done. It would be a considerable amount of work, they say, but it is something that is potentially on the table. Nonetheless, not having support for 32X games is not the end of the world. Sega really didn't produce that many. There aren't that many 32X games out there, and most of them honestly aren't worth playing. The main core of the Sega Genesis library is really what you're looking for here. The other cool thing, the final cool thing about the Mega SG, the Super NT, about these devices is because they run on an FPGA, this programmable, customizable chip, at least in the case of the Super NT when that came out last year, they're able to upload new firmwares to the device, so put it on an SD card, load new firmware onto the device itself, and custom firmware, hacked firmware, I was able to add the ability to turn the Super NT into many other game consoles. So this is this programmable chip. They just program the chip to behave as other things, and you were able to run those things off of ROMs that are on the SD card or what have you there. So it's very likely, not 100% confirmed, but very likely we would see the exact same treatment here for the Mega SG, the ability to support many more different game consoles than just the Sega Genesis. So, you know, adds a little bang to your buck. You're buying this, of course, because it has the actual cartridge support for the Sega Genesis, but it's nice to be able to play some other games there as well. So again, $190, you get what seems like a very, very cool, very awesome, very high-end version of the Sega Genesis. You can tack on some wireless controllers or just use your original Genesis controllers with this device. You can pre-order it right now on Analog's website, and things will start shipping April of 2019. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thanks very much for joining me to talk about the Analog Mega SG. It seems like a really cool device. I really want to get my hands on one. It looks awesome, and I'm a huge Genesis fan. If you want to support Pretty Dece, you can do so. Visit prettydeceshow.com/listener support to find out those details. Of course, you can download the podcast in audio form from your favorite podcast delivery platform. We are all over the place, including Spotify. Or you can watch the show in video form. Find that on YouTube at youtube.com/prettydece. And of course, hit me up on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Mega SG. If you're going to get one, if you think they look cool, what's your take? You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty Dece Show.